Hello and welcome to Nintendo Nostalgia. I'm your host, Jacob Rush. I'm joined by my co-host, Ryan Black, and we are tired, but we're still playing with power. We come to you for a special Christmassy episode today. It's just a shorter special episode this week, guys, because we know Christmas is... Well, we're launching this before Christmas. We try to launch on Mondays, but we're going to launch it a little early. If anything... maybe probably Saturday, the 23rd. We come to you today for Christmas of 2023 and just wanted to, say Merry Christmas and chit chat for a little bit. So Ryan, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I've got so much to do the next 3 days to get things ready. I got lots of presents to wrap, lots of cleaning to do, lots of decorations to hang. It's going to be a marathon. I have to squeeze in my therapy and a couple other errands too.
Yeah. I feel that. I still have Christmas shopping to do. Today is actually it's the big final shopping push day. So when we're done here, I'm taking the boy to grandma's and he's spending most of the day there. Girls are still finishing out school for their Christmas. Like today's our last day before Christmas break. So doing all that, got to get a couple more things for the wifey and then mainly Riley and Jack. I think Charlotte's done. And then, I got to get just like some family members, you know, little things here who I've been assigned to. So it's the final haul. And I mean, if I could have it my way, I would have had all the shopping done back in like November, right before after Thanksgiving or something. But it's just the more bills you have, the more kids you have, the more places and things you got to do. You got to balance your money out and where you're spending and what you're spending it on and when the bills come out. So unfortunately this year it's just fallen to where like I'm going to have to get the majority of my Christmas shopping done today. So I'm not worried. It's not like Jingle All the Way. I'm not looking for a Turbo Man or anything like that. So I should be fine, you know, on
not to pay scalper prices or anything like that.
correct. But, so I guess, what's something you're hoping you get for Christmas this year? Like what's like your the number one gift. If you can think of like, what are you hoping that you get?
Oh gosh. That's a tough question. Gosh, you got me. As far as video games go, I'm really looking forward to getting Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, nice.
Switch. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that game. I would say probably like my number one gift. I gave my family my wish list, you know, Christmas wish list, but Draco asked for a separate one, just for, you know, to go off of that I didn't send to everyone else. And so I took some time to think about it and I realized like of all the things, like, you know, I put on the like repaired and working virtual boy, but what I really, really wanted was like the Little Nemo Completed Works, the comic strip. Those of you who don't know, Little Nemo is it's an old comic strip in the early 1900s. I want to say like 30s and 40s maybe.
Really? Okay.
There was a show or a movie that they put out. Buena Vista distributed it in the U.S. It's very like animated, kind of like a Miyazaki or something like that, like a Don Bluth type thing.
Yeah.
But it's just this kid's adventures whenever he goes to sleep in Slumberland. And I wanted to get the whole like comic book collected works, really experience that for the first time since I really, really loved the show or the movie. And just wanted to go back and see what it was all about.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay, that's cool. Well, hopefully you do get that. That'd be sweet. I had my wife finally did it. For, I don't know, past couple of years she hasn't done it, but this year I finally convinced her to do it. I basically just put a wish list together and then I gave it to her and then I told her to distribute it to amongst family members, mom, grandma's moms and her mom, my mom and other people and within herself. So it's, I kind of expect to get everything I asked for, but I don't know where it's coming from and when I'm getting it. Cause Christmas is having different. So I think that's a fun time. I guess it's just the way you make it fun as an adult is you don't know who's getting it for you.
I'm going to guess your favorite video game, like video game you're most looking forward to getting is Everybody 1-2 Switch.
No. I honestly, I mean, I would not be against testing it out. I'm sure it's terrible. You've played it, right? Have you played it?
I have not played it yet, though, but I hear that it's better than what people say it is.
Yeah, I honestly can't think it's honestly dirt trash bad. I really am surprised at how much Nintendo has, like, pretended like it doesn't exist when, like, 1-2 Switch wasn't any better, like... You know, it was this, essentially almost the same thing.
It was a tech demo. It was fun for the little bit that I played it.
Sure, but they charged us a full $60 for that game, you know, and that should have been like a $20 game in my personal opinion. Kyle didn't even dare open it up when he got it. We had our Nostalgia Christmas last Saturday, and he didn't even dare open it up. And I was like, man, we should have. It would have been fun. Stupid. We were all hanging out, so we should have done that.
We got together, did a white elephant gift exchange, and my gift that I brought was 1-2 Switch, wrapped in a box. It wasn't clear what was in it, and I also slipped in one of those horse head masks, so that it looks like the character on the cover of the game.
Put that mask on, and I was honestly tasting latex. Latex the rest of the night. I'm not kidding. I had like I could smell, I could taste it just a little bit. Like, oh, that was a bad idea.
Thankfully, I probably should have opened it up and aired it out a little bit before I gave it away.
Yeah, thankfully I wasn't allergic, but yeah, you're right. It was strong. Game-wise, honestly, and this will be blasphemy, and you would have never heard me say this back when this show launched in 2016. I'm looking forward to getting Final Fantasy VII remake for the PS5. Final Fantasy VII, it's always been it's like the Ocarina of Time for Final Fantasy games, right? Kind of considered that.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
So I've always wanted to play it, and I know basis of the story and some things that happen, but I never had PS5 to do it. Two, I've had a hard time always getting into that style of an RPG. It's very grindy, very back and forth, difficult stuff. So, I've never really allowed myself to play it. And I've demoed it out at Kyle's, and I've looked into it, and I know it's more of like action-y RPG now. It's very fast-moving, fast-paced, and I can handle those types of RPGs, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous. So I'm just really excited to be able to play this, and who knows, maybe I'll love it so much it'll unlock a Xenoblade taste in my mouth, you know, because I know that they play the similar too. It's more action-y RPG and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that game. Honestly, that's the one game that I think of, and I'm just like, ooh, I can't wait to sit down and just play this game. I can't wait to dive into the world. So I'm really excited for that.
I was getting some FOMO as well when I was watching you guys play at the Christmas party. I'm like, man, I need a PS5 now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, PS5, it is nice to have. I'm glad I finally bit the bullet. I traded it. I maybe not have even said it on the show because I don't know if we were on hiatus or not yet, but I essentially traded in my OG Switch because Lindsay had bought me an OLED Switch on a whim, random one time. Just to say she loves me, which was amazing. So I had my OG Switch, and basically I traded that in with the original Joy-Cons and a couple games, and that paid for literally over half. I think I only paid $100 out of pocket for it, and my old Switch originally covered it, which was hard to do. You guys know me, I'm a hoarder, but I did that, and getting that PS5 it's really nice when I see games get announced and it's not coming to Nintendo. I'm like, well, get on my PS5, you know, and I'm glad that I can play some amazing games. So, yes, mainly that one is going to be so amazing. I cannot wait to get that. I was trying to find more info on it the other day, and like they got nothing outside of that trailer, but that's going to be great. So that, and then the Final Fantasy, the sequel to this, I guess not the sequel, the second part, because you know it's such a massive game, is actually coming out in like I think February or March, which is awesome because I'm going on paternity leave, and March 23rd is when the baby is due. So whenever and that literally falls right after like my spring break is supposed to end, and then I'm on paternity leave for 8 weeks through my school. It's paid paternity leave. Essentially, once the baby's here, I'm done with school. Honestly, I pretty much get like a 5 to 6 month summer break. Because paternity leave takes me out through the rest of the school year, and it's pretty wild. I'll have a lot of
first time that you've. I think this is the first time that you've mentioned that to our listeners that you have a baby on the way. Maybe you've mentioned it before, but.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I have. It hasn't really been the focus, I guess. We've been doing these deep dives and stuff. But yeah, we do have one more crazy kid on the way, if I have not mentioned that. We have not told anyone the gender. It is a wonderful gift. So my life is already insane. So let's throw one more in there. Why not?
Got to get a bigger house.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even remind me. We can't even fit in the one we fit in now. So yes, we hopefully can get a bigger house maybe within the next 2 to 3 years. That's the wish. But we'll one bridge at a time, right?
So I've got one on sale in my neighborhood here.
Oh, well, we'll have to consider and look around. Although with today's economy, it's hard to even want to move with how overpriced everything is. But we. That's what I'm looking forward to is Final Fantasy. And then I did ask for a couple other games. I did ask for, like, I always love getting, like, a cash stack of, like, just eShop money or now PlayStation money, just because there's always those little games that, like, oh, that looks fun. I'd love to pick that up. And you just have the money for it. So I definitely know that the Jurassic Park collection has been on my list to get. I'm going to get that for the Switch. I definitely will get that. I did ask for the Batman trilogy for Switch, and I asked for Mario RPG, obviously, for Switch. So I did ask for this cool, like, it's like this. I did some research. I hope I get it. I asked for this, like, it's like a portable, I don't know, like, deck thing that you slide your Switch screen into, and it's GameCube design. It's got the same colored buttons set up and the types of the way it would be set up, but to a Switch format, but it looks and feels like a Nintendo GameCube. So I did ask for that to play in portable mode with it. So I'm hoping to get that. I think it was like $80 online and it had great reviews. So I'm like, why not? You know, it's something that like I don't necessarily need, but I'd be like, that'd be cool to have because I play handheld so much more now than I ever have. And that'd be cool to have. I did want to get that PlayStation like portable one screen too. It's like a Switch thing, but it's like that one there sold out everywhere and it's like $250. So I figured it's a bit overpriced, especially for it's not. I mean,
you're basically paying for a Wii U that doesn't even come with its own like console or whatever. But.
Right. The only reason I'd want it is for the same thing as the Switch effect, where like I could lay in my bed and play.
Yeah.
PlayStation game, but I don't think that difference is worth $250 difference right there.
Yeah.
So that those game wise, that's what I asked for. Again, you know, I hope I get those. If I had a wish list of something I wish I could get that I didn't ask for, something that I don't necessarily need, maybe like a collection wise, is honestly, I would like to get an OG brick Game Boy. Every time Christmas comes by the last 3 or 4 years, I'm always like, I need one. Like I don't have one in my collection and it kind of bugs me. I have a Pocket. I've got a Color. I've got my OG Advance. I've got an SP. I've got a DS. I've got a 3DS. I've got a DSi. but I don't have the OG Game Boy, which is the probably the most played handheld system I ever had as a kid. And I got a Pocket too. So, you know, I just need a brick, gray brick Game Boy that looks good. I don't want a crappy one, you know, or anything. So if I could add to my wish list, I would be trying to get something like that. But again, it's like, it's never something that's like, oh, I like desperately got to have this. So I can never like rush out to go get one or anything. But if I ever come across one that's cheap, probably pick it up. But yeah, I mean, really that's kind of it, you know, lots of individual things, but looking forward to Christmas. The whole season of Christmas, Ryan, I guess if you want to throw in some nostalgia here, I would like to mention just like maybe a Christmas memory you got and the time, what you remember, what maybe some memories you have around this season, you know, because obviously we're talking about Christmas Day, but I have a lot of nostalgia memory with you, specifically because like when, especially in those teenage years when our nostalgia is really, our memory banks are really strong. You know, I would always go to your house over Christmas break and we'd play our new games and, or I mean, it was never just it was very rare where I'd go and spend the night at your house on a Friday night and go, like, it was normally like a weekend thing or it's a couple day sleepover mm-hmm. if I'm coming to your place, you know? And just because at that time, it's really kind of funny that was considered long distance. Like I could drive down to the South Side right now. Yeah, I know that's like a 30-minute drive, but I don't view that as, in today's world, 30 minutes away is not far away. You know what I mean?
No, and if you're in California, 3 hours is close.
Right, yeah, you know, so it's
relative.
It's just funny how, like, that mindset of, like, oh, like, they're on the South Side of Indy, we're on the East Side of Indy, like, that was long distance, like, you know, even, I mean, the phone, we could, like, when it was just landlines, it was considered long distance to call to the South Side of the city, like, ridiculous. So it was limited when we could talk, but yeah, that's why we'd spend multiple days together when it did happen, especially around, because, you know, New Year's Eve, you guys would always come over to my family's for New Year's Eve parties. Just, you know, we've got a lot and we've got a lot of future years of this show. So I don't want to like say every memory that we have, but, can you think of any, like, a prime time memory that maybe you've gotten, for something you've gotten for Christmas and maybe a time when we hung out, we could maybe talk about.
I think back. It's hard to sift through like the big ones for me, like highlight or like the Super Bowl parties, which is after Christmas time. So,
yeah.
Let's see here.
Still spills into that. I mean, that's the winter, you know, the winter season, and
yeah,
we'd still.
Yeah, I love just when we got to hang out around the holidays. You know, we got games to talk about, but then also like we talk about the latest Nintendo Power together, and like I had the stack of Nintendo Powers, and you just like go through them, and we look at the different pictures together, and just like geek out. And I know we were already talking about can't wait for E3 to come, you know.
Oh man, rest in peace.
Yeah, sad to see that's a fossil now. So but it's really awesome to know that you know, we have these memories to look back on, and you know, we may not be able to just get together over winter break as often, but it's pretty cool just to know that everything is going well. And you know, just I just wish that, you know, we could go back to some of those kid things. You know, we just have like a slumber party. We go through magazines. We just pour over the latest Nintendo news and just have some fun. You know, and it's one thing where we get together and play a game here or there, or get together with nostalgia crew. But like, you know, it'd be nice to just be like, you know, bros hanging out in a bedroom, parents making us food, and just gaming all day.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I agree. I agree entirely. I think maybe, a Christmas memory that I'll pull out of what I got one Christmas, and then something that ties to of hanging out with you was we'll go to Christmas of 2006. I was a freshman in high school, and this year was the year the Wii launched, and it was a big massive deal. I mean, the Wii took the world by storm. It was Nintendo had found some gold here, and it was all about the new Wii motion controller. Motion controls were hot, and that new Zelda was coming out, not Breath of the Wild, Twilight Princess. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it was probably the it was the last time before Breath of the Wild that we had like a massive like Zelda game build up, like whoa, like of a launch game and stuff like that. It came out for GameCube as well on the back end, but I remember just hoping that my mom got it, you know, and it was thinking back, it was really a big ask, and my mom really pulled through. Like my mom, if you know my mom is like she's a disciplined church goer. She never misses church, and she didn't miss church, but she's a nighttime nurse. So she's always to this day still working nights and just works so hard. And I remember her telling me on Christmas that how she got it, because I had friends that didn't get it. Daniel Deputy, their parents didn't find one. They got them games and controllers and then a note saying, sorry, we'll get the system when it comes out, when we can find it in the store. So they got everything for a system, but not a system to play it on, which I could only imagine is like kind of sucks. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be more painful to like have everything, but the one thing you need to actually play it with, that would be painful. You know what I mean?
That'd be hard.
That would be hard. But my mom told me that she went out to the Target on East Washington Street before it, like an hour or two before it even opened.
I frequent that place now. That's funny.
Do you? Yeah. She went there and she waited in line in the cold. It was actually cold that Christmas, unlike this year. And it was, I think they said we only have 6 weeks in stock. So they're taking the first 6 people in line, and she was like the 5th person, and that's all she was able to get me my Wii, which is just, you know, knowing my mom, and this was before church on Sunday after she had worked all night long. So it's just like, you know, like, I don't know if she worked, but I just know that my mom would always go above and beyond to make anything happen for any of her kids. And one of the many reasons why she's such an amazing mother to have. But, I remember that memory, and then I did get the Wii pack-in game, obviously Wii Sports, and I got Zelda, and I was very lucky because I ended up breaking one of my fingers in wrestling that year, and it was on my right hand, and I remember being a bit worried about like, you know, not being able to play games or whatever, because I had a giant cast down it. Thankfully, it worked to the point where like I could just slid that Wiimote down the hole there. I could grip it with the fingers that I had available, and I was still able to play games, whatever and whatnot. So that's what I remember. And then I remember the memory I have tied to that with Zelda was I did go to your place, and I just remember packing up the entire system, taking it to your place. We both were playing Twilight Princess on 2 separate TVs, like together, but separate air, you know, separate our own files and stuff. And I remember hooking it up to your parents' living room television, and man, the Wii
go back and forth between the rooms. You know,
yes. And I mean, that's how we hung out. We didn't have to be playing a game like a 2-player game. We just played our own games and we talked and like, check this out. Hey man, how'd you do this? You know, like that was hanging out, you know, and that was fun. Yeah. We did it together and, you know, eat garbage and whatnot too. So
it's, I don't know about garbage. My mother, like, okay. So the food's a big thing. Like whenever friends came over, like, especially during the holidays, like she loved making her chip beef gravy and biscuits.
Oh
and,
yeah.
Like, she always makes scrambled eggs and, you know, just,
I mean, it's not sometimes garbage. Bacon. I don't mean garbage and like this is Southern bad. Comfort. I'm just mean like we are just overly eating carbs and fatty, delicious tasting foods and candy. There's always candy involved, you know. Yep. So like we're consuming way more than we should be for people just sitting down playing video games 24/7. So it's we were living life, YOLO. So it was fun. Great memories. I just remember that season and really enjoying that. And Wii Sports was such a revolutionary thing. Like I'm not a big sports games player, but like it was so fun because everyone wanted to play. My mom and dad wanted to play games and they never play video games, you know?
Yeah.
Siblings people who never played at that time, everyone was coming together like, hey, let's play Wii Bowling. You know, you got New Year's Eve party. Everyone, you're I'm positive when you guys came over, like your mom, dad, like our whole family was playing Wii bowling and stuff together. Yes. While we, and you know, and our parents loved to normally just play cards back then, but yep. They were, you know, people were stopping to play some Wii, and that was cool. So that's cool. a key memory I have locked away in my nostalgia bank. But well,
great times.
You got anything else? If not, you know, I think we can let our listeners go and they can enjoy the rest of their festive season as they get ready for Christmas.
Yeah, I think the big thing was just, you know, talking about the food and enjoying that. And you know, my mom's cooking was great.
My mom always really made cool. her homemade pizzas yeah. And frosted brownies every year. Oh, and nachos. That's pretty much the staple New Year's Eve food we'd always have. Mm-hmm.
Good times. Freaking best. You know, it's, you know, I would love to have like a Christmas time like spent with, you know, hanging out with your family and stuff and just. Like after we get done with Christmas, maybe like a Christmas Eve or the next day or something, we get together and do a Christmas together or something. It'd be cool be to awesome. Do that. I know we don't have any kids over here, but, you know, we'll eventually be adopting some kids. So we'll have a kid at some point. So
yeah one cool. bridge at a time.
Yep.
Well, Ryan, you want to just remind everybody where they can find us? I'm sure they know by now, but we always
Is anybody new jumping in? You never know. I mean, we had to build our listenership back up again, and there's probably new people that discover us. So
yeah, for Christmas, keep spreading the word for us, guys. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, you guys are a gift. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, YouTube. You can also find us on Facebook at Nintendo NOS, on TikTok at Nintendo _NOS. X Twitter at Nintendo _NOS, Instagram at Nintendo NOSIN. Shoot us an email at NintendoNostalgiaIN@gmail.com. And you can also call into our nostalgia hotline, share your memories, and show us some love at 317-969-5690. Guys, that brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and later, Preston.
Bye. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.